Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our temperatures are in the 30s this morning. I'll show you why we're so far below normal and how much longer we'll see these cold temperatures.
Deputies just cleared from a home in Wake County about 90 minutes ago. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there while they investigated.
A new Amazon facility will bring more than 1,000 jobs to Johnston and Wake counties. We take a look at what it offers and how it'll affect your deliveries.
Loose. Score!
Wow! 9 seconds apart.
It's a win Canes fans will be talking about for a long time. The team's improbable comeback in Game 2 that sent PNC Arena into pandemonium. Just amazing. 6 o'clock, everyone. We cannot get enough of that comeback there. They were down 3-0.
Yeah.
And then scored 5 goals to win it all. I mean, Caniacs just hung in there till the very end. You know, you don't want to leave early because look at what you missed.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. It's a great Tuesday to be a Caniacs fan. Mm-hmm. That is for sure, with that comeback win and now a 2-0 series lead. Get to that hysteria in just a moment inside the building. We'll get to Elizabeth Gardner right now. First off, though, that frost advisory here, as we're coming up on daylight hours, Elizabeth, about to get the coldest of the day.
Absolutely. We take a look at our frost advisory, and it is in effect for the entire viewing area. Looking at temperatures right now in the low to mid 30s across much of the region. Some of our southern counties are a little bit warmer than that. So it's 42 in Fayetteville, 39 in Clinton, 38 in Rocky Mount right now, 35 Southern Pines, 32 Roxborough, 35 in South Hill. Definitely parts of the Sand Hills and some of our northern counties are seeing temperatures in the low to mid 30s. We have the moon setting over Southern Pines right now and a gorgeous day on the way. We're going to see clear skies. 37 is our temperature officially at the airport and our winds are light. We have our tower lit up in purple for Crime Victims Rights Week. Of course, that's an important week for us here at WRAL as we focus on crime victims' rights all week long. Hour by hour, our forecast does not stay cold for long. We're looking at our temperatures climbing into the mid-60s at lunchtime and into the low 70s this afternoon. We do not have any more mornings in the 30s in our forecast. We do have a few light showers to show you tomorrow. We'll have the timeline coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, 601. We continue to work to get new information about a crash on Old Stage Road in the southbound lanes. That's near 1010 Road. No, we know specifically that this crash happened on Old Stage Road and Waterville Street. Right now, we're not picking up any delays on our sensors, but we know that this is a crash with injuries. You'll likely run into maybe some police activity there in that area. Over in Durham, no delays coming in, just an I-85 North, just about a one-minute delay from NC-50, a 98, just about a one-minute delay. Of course, traffic is beginning to pick up a lot here in Raleigh. This is a live look at 440 and Lake Boone Trail, but things are flowing in both directions. You're getting ready to head out. You want to continue to listen to us on the radio. You can do so at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Ken. Wake County deputies spent hours at a home in southeast Raleigh. They were on Royal Acres Road, right off of Barwell Road. And Nick Perlin was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office was investigating a crime on this stretch of Royal Acres Drive in a small neighborhood behind me. Now, I do want to show you this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Deputies were on scene, and we saw them entering this home you're seeing on your screen right now. We're still trying to find out why they were called here early this morning. Once we have that information, we'll update you. In Wake County, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Breaking news. People in Fayetteville are out of their homes after fire early this morning at an apartment complex. Flames broke out just before 2 this morning. This was at West Park Apartments on Fountain Grove Circle off Fayetteville Road. Firefighters say they aren't sure how many people are out of their homes. The Red Cross will be helping the people who live in that building.
Canes fans might be a bit bewildered waking up seeing what they're seeing this morning. Still buzzing after an incredible comeback unlike any other they've seen in nearly 20 years.
In the corner to Jarvis. One-timer, score! That's our tip-in, we're tied! Loose, score!
2 goals in 9 seconds brought the team back from the brink of defeat. Those back-to-back scores gave the Canes a 4-3 lead with just over 2 minutes left. They went on to win 5-3. They trailed 3-0 early in the game. It's the first time since 2006 they've come back from being down 3 goals in a playoff game. Fans at PNC Arena just couldn't contain their excitement.
Best game ever. Never forget this for the rest of my life. Ever, ever, ever. Let's go Canes, baby.
What's up?
That was Canes chaos once again. They're now up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. Game 3 is Thursday night. They head to New York.
Today, Amazon is celebrating the opening of its newest facility here in our area. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now live from that facility in Smithfield. And Laura, Amazon says this will be a big jobs creator.
Hey, Renee, good morning. You may remember back in 2021 when that announcement first came, where I'm standing right now was just some undeveloped land in Johnston County. Now take a look behind me. You can see the doors are open on this Amazon facility off of US 70. You can see the setup here with chairs and a tent for the big ceremony and event happening later today. Town officials are hoping that this Amazon can deliver a nice economic boost to the Johnston County economy. The new 620,000 square foot warehousing facility is expected to bring more than 1,000 new jobs. Today, we're getting a firsthand look at the inbound cross dock in Smithfield as town leaders plan to officially cut the ribbon and celebrate its opening. At last check, the starting wage for employees is $15 an hour. Amazon received tax grant incentives for a 7-year period. It required the giant retail firm to make a $100 million investment in the plant. Those dollars, as we know, will make a big impact on this small town. So again, that ribbon-cutting ceremony officially celebrating the opening will take place at 11:30 this morning. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Johnston County.
And I'm Chris Levin in the WRL Live Center. Just kind of show you a little bit of the aftershocks that we're following over in Taiwan for another cluster of earthquakes that have been reported there. And this is for the second time. You remember the other one that we covered a few weeks ago? I want to bring some video because we're kind of showing you a little bit of what we're seeing there. That building right there you can see on that street where it's kind of tilted in the intersection that's there. Other buildings as well seem to be the same way. In fact, there were damages done to 2 multi-story buildings that were damaged in the previous 7.4 earthquake. Now, the U.S. Geological Survey says this most recent quake is 6.1 in magnitude, though there are different reports that kind of vary in terms of that strength. So we're working to get more information on that. But I can tell you there have been no reports of casualties in these quakes. That's the good news there. But certainly a lot of people are watching this because we keep seeing these aftershocks that are playing out after that earthquake from weeks ago.
Looks a lot like that last one. Chris, thanks. Today, Wake County Schools leaders will consider a new policy for using the overdose reversal medication naloxone in schools. The proposal would train a staff member in each school and office building on how to use naloxone. The Safety and Security Committee will talk today about a possible timeline for getting that policy started. Wake County Public Schools hasn't had any reported overdoses, but other school systems have. Last year, naloxone was used 21 times for suspected overdoses in North Carolina schools.
New this morning, more tensions on college campuses over pro-Palestinian protests. A campus in California is closed as protesters have barricaded themselves in a building. Cal Poly Humboldt shut down its campus yesterday and says it will remain closed through tomorrow. School leaders say classes will be virtual when possible.
This nationwide tension comes as people of the Jewish faith are now celebrating the holy period of Passover. Last night, hundreds gathered in Carrboro to take a firm stand against anti-Semitism. Passover marks the Israelites' freedom from slavery in Egypt, and powerful traditions like the Seder feast live on. This year marks the first Seder since the October 7th attack, and more than 100 hostages are still being held.
It's definitely on all of our minds, but you know, the Passover holiday and entire freedom is allows us what to celebrate now.
And people came from as far away as New York to be part of the Seder here in the Triangle last night.
Today, an effort to help young people who age out of foster care is celebrating new funding. The Hope Center at Pullen is getting $1 million in federal funding to build apartments. The goal is to keep kids who age out of foster care from becoming homeless. A news conference announcing this is happening at 10 this morning in Raleigh. Coming up in the next half hour, WRL's Kelsey Coffey takes a closer look at the funding and the opportunities it will provide for young people.
Today, the foreign aid bill that passed the House over the weekend is on its way to the Senate. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol right now, where a vote on that bill could happen today. The $95 billion package includes support for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The Senate is likely to pass it. The bill would then head to President Joe Biden, who is expected to sign it.
The bill could also result in a ban of TikTok. It would require TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell its stake in the app within a year. Congress is looking to address national security concerns. Lawmakers worry China could access data from the app's 170 million American users. TikTok has denied sharing data with the Chinese government. 6:09 now, Goldsboro is grieving as seven people have been found dead in just over a week. The message the mayor has as the investigation into the deaths continues. And a man saved from his burning car on the side of a Minnesota highway will show you the moment that Good Samaritans pulled him to safety.
And we are looking at a cold start this morning. Widespread temperatures in the 30s, but some nice mild conditions ahead. Our only chance for rain this week comes tomorrow. I'll walk you through the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Frost advisory in effect for about another hour and a half or so, and our temperatures have dropped down to freezing, especially up near the Virginia line and back down into parts of the Sandhills. It's a gorgeous morning. The sun's coming up. Right now we're seeing the coldest temperatures of the day, and we'll have a fast warm up into the 70s later this afternoon. Check this out. It's 32 in Lewisburg, 35 Southern Pines, 34 Tarboro, 35 South Hill, 36 in Irwin. There are definitely some farmers out there working hard to protect all those great fruit crops out there, strawberries, blueberries, peaches. I'm sure that they've got it covered. Our temperature is this afternoon as the kids are headed out on the playground in the mid-60s and then heading home from school in the low 70s. Gorgeous day today, but a small chance of showers tomorrow. I'll show you coming up, Ken.
Elizabeth, all new in the WRAL Traffic Center. This crash just popped up on our sensors. We're working to get more information about it as well. We're also tracking a brand new crash that just popped onto our sensors that happened on Highway 70 in Johnston County. This is in the Princeton area. You can see the eastbound lanes where this crash happened. We're seeing some delays right now. We're going to work to get more information about that crash and let you know what's going on. This is one crash that we've been following an old stage road in the southbound lanes near 1010 Road. Again, not causing any major delays in that area.
Goldsboro Police Department is investigating seven deaths in 10 days. Two of those people were found with gunshot wounds Saturday. The other five are being investigated for possible connection to drugs. So far, their deaths, though, are unexplained. The Goldsboro mayor has a message for a grieving community.
Well, I've spoken with a number of the families, and what I want to reiterate is that these are real people with real lives and real families and mothers and fathers, in some cases kids. And that's tough. I mean, I'm a father.
As the investigations continue, the mayor says there are a number of resources within the county for people battling substance abuse. We have some of those options on WRAL.com right now.
The city of Baltimore is suing the owner and managing company of the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. The mayor and city council accused the ship of having an incompetent crew lacking proper skill and training. The lawsuit claims the ship left the port despite having an inconsistent power supply. Six construction workers died when the bridge collapsed into the river.
With some terrifying moments on a Minnesota highway as a driver was trapped in his car surrounded by flames. This morning, though, everyone is okay thanks to the bravery of some Good Samaritans. Michelle McConkey is here with this dramatic video and the daring rescue. Michelle.
Yeah, Jeff, this is incredible. We want to get to the moment that man was rescued, but take a look at the scene there. This is the moment that they are trying to get him out of the car. The horrific scene happening on I-94 in Minnesota. The man's car crashing into a lamppost behind a barrier, the driver trapped. But the Good Samaritans, they run over to the car, racing to get that man out, desperately trying to pull that door open. That is the moment they got him out. But while they were there trying to get him out, the flames were so big they overtook them. So they did run away for a moment, but they managed to rush back in, a highway worker smashing the window open, finally pulling that man to safety.
There's a moment where we thought like we literally lost him. This is something that I will never forget. It's a good feeling to know that you saved somebody's life.
And the Department of Transportation worker who smashed that window said the only thing going through his head in that moment was get that man out. And see, he says to him, he was just doing his job. Now, amazingly, the driver saved says he only has minor injuries, saying it was incredibly heroic. And if you ever need help, just look around because you will always find people who are willing to help. But Jeff, right place at the right time, these Samaritans saving that man's life.
And good for them. They talk about that adrenaline strength that you get. I mean, they're pulling this door against a guardrail and moving both of them to get this person out just in time. That's really, really great stuff. Thanks, Michelle.
A new study finds patients treated by female doctors have lower death rates and hospital readmission rates than those treated by men. The difference is even stronger for women who are treated by female doctors. And still, female doctors say they are not treated with as much respect.
I'll be wearing a white coat and introduce myself as the surgeon. Frequently, I do get misidentified, not as the surgeon, but as a different member of the care team.
How can we improve the environment for female physicians?
I think it's important for young women out there to see that they can do this job and that they should do this job.
This morning on Today, a closer look at the findings of this study and helpful guidance on how you can get the best care from your doctor. Today starts at 7 here on WREL.
Murray makes a move. Game's on.
And it was the right move. A buzzer beater finish as the Denver Nuggets now up 2-0 on the LA Lakers in the NBA playoffs. Jamal Murray hit that jumper as time expired to give the Nuggets a 101-99 win in last night's game. Game three is Thursday night. And the Philadelphia 76ers are filing a grievance with the NBA over their series with the New York Knicks. ESPN reports the 76ers are not happy about how the referees have called these games. The Knicks won last night to go ahead in the series 2-0.
It is 6:18, and here's a live look at Wilson. Not a breeze out there, the whirligigs still right now, but cold temperatures out there for this time of year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. We also have a pretty sunrise today as well.
Oh, it's really going to be a pretty day. We're just starting off very chilly. I mean, really some just fabulous spring weather. It's cold in the morning and warm in the afternoon. I love it. We take a look at Goldsboro, and you can see the sunrise there looking beautiful. We are clear in Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and in Fayetteville. You see folks walking their dogs right there by our newsroom. Looks like a lovely morning there in Fayetteville as well. We have high pressure that'll be building in. What's been happening is this low pressure system rotating counterclockwise and this high rotating clockwise are working together to push the cool air in across North Carolina. And that's why our temperatures got so cold overnight last night. The high will start to build over us and switch our winds to southerly. And that's going to help to pump up our temperatures this afternoon and for much of the remainder of the week. Watching this front, there's a little bit of activity along this, a few scattered storms just south of Omaha, Nebraska. That moves across our area, moisture starved, but it will move through and likely bringing us some cloud cover. We may see some sunshine first thing in the morning, and then the skies will cloud up a little bit. This version of Futurecast is pretty aggressive with the cloud cover, but I think it may be closer to 10 or 11 before we cloud up. Right around lunchtime from South Hill to Roxboro, we see a line of showers. This is not likely to be a big line of thunderstorms. It's just a narrow band of rain that comes through, likely less than a quarter of an inch with this. At 2 o'clock from Roanoke Rapids down through Raleigh, and then by 4 and 5 o'clock, it's in our southern counties, and then out of here by around 6 or 7, and then behind it, we clear out. I love this video. It just makes me laugh. This is Gerald Owens on his tractor, in his field, on his farm. I love it. So yard work. Yeah, I mean, today we're going to have just a small chance for showers, but after that, all the way through the weekend, we have dry conditions. It's going to be a good week for outdoor projects. You may need to water. We haven't seen much rain lately. We're at about an inch and a half behind for the month of April at RDU. And look at this. We get into the first week of May and it doesn't get any better. We have an average chance for rainfall and above normal temperature. So that's a signal that we could continue to be dry. This can be one of the wettest times of the year. We get these showers and thunderstorms coming through in the spring. That sets us up really well in our reservoirs to avoid drought. So this is kind of one of the trickiest times to see dry conditions. Temperatures look lovely. We'll see highs in the 70s all the way through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're back into the 80s, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, 621. We're just getting reports of a crash on Noble Road in Raleigh. I mean, it just happened in the last 5 or 10 minutes. We're trying to get some more information about it. And as soon as we get any information, we'll let you know. Also new into the WREL Traffic Center. This crash just popped up on Andrew Avenue in the southbound lanes near Miami Boulevard. We're working to get more information about this crash as well. But as you can see right now, it's not picking up any delays on our sensors, but we'll continue to monitor that. Over in Johnston County, this is a crash we've been monitoring for the last 20 minutes or so on US 70 in the eastbound lanes. We're picking up a lot of delay there in the eastbound lane there on Old Cornwallis Road. Be mindful of police activity there in that area. I want to bring you back to Raleigh and give you a live look now at the Beltline and Lake Boone Trail, just in case this is part of your morning commute. Traffic is beginning to pick up, but it is flowing smoothly.
Thanks, Ken. A man hunting for fossils in a river finds himself hunted by an alligator.
He didn't even take a second to attack me. I mean, he was on me as soon as he saw me.
And we'll tell you how he managed to escape that gator's grasp from 50 feet below the surface.
And Celine Dion shares her battle with stiff person syndrome in a rare interview. Her hope to get back on stage coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Celine Dion says she's hopeful she'll one day be able to go back on tour.
And she's talking in a rare interview with Vogue France about her future, and she talked about how difficult it's been to be off stage since her diagnosis with stiff person syndrome. She says she still has the will and determination, but her body will have to tell her when she is able to do it, if she can, again.
A lot of fans wondering, will she be able to tour again? And she's just trying to survive day by day. She says 5 days a week, she's in physical and vocal therapy. You know, she's working on this. It's just been remarkable, though, how she's opened up about a rare or stiff person syndrome, such a rare autoimmune disease.
She's been strong at some of those award shows, too, showing up.
Yeah, she's working hard. A new Star Wars-related product is coming to stores. Blue Milk. Yes, Trumoo is releasing it in celebration of Star Wars Day. Luke Skywalker is seen drinking blue milk in A New Hope. So it is an official Star Wars drink. And this blue milk will be flavored vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And I was thinking maybe it's blueberry.
Yeah,
I don't know. Trumoo,
right?
Blue. I'm not sure. But I know that social media is going crazy because, you know, the big fans of this. Mm-hmm. He's drinking the blue milk right there. They want to know where you can find it. So there's a finder on the website from Trumoo, and it's not available everywhere. So you got to put your zip code in and see where it's available closest to you now. And maybe there's more coming.
A reminder, Star Wars Day, May 4th, because may the 4th be with you.
Who could forget?
It was a performance to remember. Goldsboro's Tay Lewis took to the stage last night on The Voice for the playoffs round.
Girl, you never look better than you do right now.
Oh, yeah, listen to that note. Lewis's coaches, Dan and Shay, chose him to be one of the final 12. You can watch Tay live on NBC on May 6th at 8 p.m. Love his energy.
We're just hours away from learning more about a program that could help children who are aging out of foster care. Coming up, how this program could help young adults in Raleigh find a place to call home.
And we're under a frost advisory this morning, but coming up, I'll show you why we're not likely to see any more mornings this cold this week.
And pandemonium in PNC as the Canes complete an unlikely playoff comeback. Fan reaction from the incredible win that has them up 2-0 in this first series.